Okay, so we just heard about all the great improvements in the Windows Store. Now I have Doreen. Doreen's back from her session. Doreen Brown, you're on the Cortana Skills team. Mm-hmm. Can you talk a bit about what features you're physically responsible for on this great platform?
Of course. So I'm a program manager on the Cortana Skills team. I work specifically on the developer experience. So basically, when we decide to, say, integrate bots with Cortana, what does that integration look like? What is our documentation? Basically, if you've touched it at all as part of building a skill, I've probably worked on it.
Okay, great. So I think a big question for a lot of developers right now is, like, I'm a UWP developer. Mm-hmm. How do I integrate a Cortana skill into my app? Because we had it the old way, and I'm going to ask you those questions shortly.
Yeah.
But how does a developer right now, if they want to add in a Cortana skill when it becomes publicly available, what steps do they need to actually do?
Right, so as part of building a Cortana skill, you specify the code that is run at runtime, right? So it could be UWP, and in the case, we launch it actually via a protocol launch. So as long as you can deep link into your skill at any point, say from Edge, Cortana will be able to open it.
Okay. So another big question that I think people have is, mm-hmm. I'm an existing Alexa dev. So I already have stuff built up in an existing user base. What things do I need to do to make Cortana skill, because most of, like, we hate redoing work, and I know
I think
you
everyone
do,
hates yeah. redoing work, right? It's a lot of effort, right? So yeah, if you're an Alexa developer, you know, it's some of the concepts you saw during that session may look a little bit familiar, the concept of launching a skill via speech and things like that. The JSON payload that we send on every turn might look a little similar to you, and the idea is that you achieve as much interop as possible between a Cortana skill and an Alexa skill. Some of the things that are a little bit different, basically we build intent models for activation rather than straight intents, right? So if you have a list of intents that you've created with an Amazon skill, you can reuse that as part of your Cortana skill and maybe see a little bit wider of an activation, which is nice.
Okay. Mm-hmm. When can I get my hands on it? Where do I need to go? What things do I need to do?
Yeah, so late February is when we're opening up the Cortana public preview. We don't really have any hard requirements besides, you know, hey, update your Windows PC, get the most recent version of Cortana on all of your clients, including iOS and Android, right? But basically, you can use whatever tooling you want to build skills or service endpoints or bots. You know, we're pretty flexible.
So one of the great things I saw in your demo that you showed on mm-hmm. stage was you used an Azure function. You updated code in real time, in essence, did it in production just by hitting save.
Yep.
Can I do other things other than an Azure function? Can I use, like, an existing web service or anything like that? I mean, what does a developer need to do for that aspect of it?
Of course. So there's two aspects to this question. There's what is my endpoint and what does it do, and where is my endpoint hosted? So for where is my endpoint hosted, doesn't matter to us. We like Azure Functions. If you want to use Azure Functions, they're great. But let's say you already have, you know, another subscription set up somewhere else, or you
have
a private web server yep. or something like that, totally fine, completely up to you.
Okay.
When it comes to what your skill needs to interpret and what JSON needs to be returned as part of the conversation, we do have what is called the Cortana Skills API, and so we do require that you conform to that.
Okay.
But we have customers who come in, you know, with their own custom endpoints, and they build a shim on top, and then they're ready to go.
Can you explain a couple of the different ways an end user would interact with Cortana? Because sometimes it's just pure voice, but then we saw cards, mm-hmm. I believe that's what they're called,
yep.
On the screen for the Windows shell. Can you explain a bit different ways a developer would think about interacting?
Of course. So the Cortana canvas, or basically the UI that pops up when you click the Cortana button, you can customize it in a variety of different ways. So there's cases where, say, you want an in-depth conversation where lots of choices are chained together. That's when you create cards and have this context, you know, this dialogue inside of the Cortana canvas. That's when you decorate, you know, all the different cards. You can add markdown to these cards or anything else, right? Now let's say you have a scenario where maybe you dive right into a whole bunch of options, like you're ordering food or something, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And you just want to use all the real estate that you have on your screen, because it's one of the big advantages of Windows 10, right, is that it's available in all these different places. That's when you can start launching into an app to go okay. show all these different scenarios.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So a way to think about it is, I can do simple kind of interactions in the Cortana shell, but then if I need to, let's say, book a full-blown trip and pick, select my seats, and let's say, because I'm a tall guy, I want the extra leg room, and maybe upgrade, you know, my food orders. I can do all that in my app because that's a much richer experience. And then Cortana just kind of works.
So that's one of the scenarios for sure. Building an app, if you have a Windows app already, is definitely a good option. We do encourage to look into the bot framework, as a lot of our deepest and most natural integration does occur when you build a bot and hook it up to Cortana.
Okay, so where should someone go for right now so then we can cut right back to the main session?
Fair enough. dev.microsoft.com/Cortana. There's a nice little form you can fill out for more information, and just keep an eye out later this month for news on the public preview.
Great, thank you.
Great, thanks.